You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode of Writing Excuses has been brought to you by our listeners, patrons, and friends. If you would like to learn how to support this podcast, visit www.patreon.com/writingexcuses. Season 12, Episode 35.
This is Writing Excuses, Short Fiction Markets with Spencer Ellsworth.
15 minutes long.
Because you're in a hurry.
And we're not that smart.
I'm Howard.
I'm Mary.
I'm Beth.
I'm Dan.
We have a guest host, Beth Meacham. Beth Meacham.
Meacham.
Thank you. And
but
a special
okay.
guest,
Everybody
Spencer.
Everybody gets it wrong.
I'm trying to overcome the microaggression of mispronouncing things. Beth, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a book editor. I'm an executive editor at Tor Books, where I have worked for the last 33 years.
Outstanding. And we have special guest, Spencer Ellsworth. Spencer.
Hi, I'm Spencer. I've published about 20 short stories in various markets, and my first book comes out August 22nd with Tor, amply midwifed by Beth, my editor.
Awesome.
And just for our listeners, Spencer and I met each other at Orson Scott Card's Literary Boot Camp in 2005, and Jane Ellsworth in Shades of Milk and Honey is named after him.
That's right. Mary said she needed a name that sounded really British. And I said, you can't say my name, Spencer Ellsworth, without a monocle and a cup of tea. It's just not right.
It's true. We all have monocles and cups of tea right now.
Yes. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Our listeners ask a lot about markets, and the short fiction market in particular is, to my understanding, has changed in recent years and continues to shift. What about it is fascinating right now? What would you highlight right now?
There are so many more short fiction paying pretty decent markets than any new writer realizes. There's, especially with the internet, especially with the crowdfunding cycles, we used to talk about, in the 80s and 90s, there were the big three science fiction markets, Asimov's, Analog, and Magazine of Fantasy and Science Fiction. And there were really more like big four, big five, because Omni was around for a while. There were several other print markets. But in this day and age, there's really about a big 10 and maybe a profitable and reliable 20. And it is a great time to be a short fiction writer. Hey guys, I sold like 5 or 6 just reprints last year of short fiction that had already come out while I was working on my book. I don't think I could have done that. I don't think I could have hustled that much before the internet.
When I asked for the most interesting part, he led with the money.
He's a writer.
Hi, yeah. Howard. I'm a writer.
But I mean, that's true. Like when we talk about what markets to submit to, I say that there's basically, it's a stool with 3 legs that you're making your decision, and you always want to start at the top. You're making your decision based on the size of the audience, the amount of money you're getting paid, and how shiny it is. And the shiny factor is how much you personally want to be in that market. Like the Magazine of Fantasy and Science Fiction does not have as large a readership these days as Tor.com, but I grew up reading it, so I want to be it. So it's very shiny to me. Depending on where I am in my career, one of those 3 legs is going to be more important. When I was supporting myself in New York on my writing and theater income, which was great.
The panel groaned.
Yeah, for those not benefiting from the video feed, that was a grimace.
Yes. But at that point, the amount of money I was being paid was most important to me. Now where I am, the size of the audience is more important to me because I'm predominantly a novelist and the short fiction helps promote my brand. So it varies a lot depending on where you are in your career and what's important to you.
Tell me about shiny. Are we allowed to talk about what we think are our shiniest markets? Where do you want to be? Where do you want your short stories to go? Or Beth, you know, what do you find shiny?
Obviously, I find Tor.com very shiny because I buy for it. It's a very, very shiny magazine. We also pay really well. So it's exciting to me from the editorial side to see the breadth and the depth of what we can publish. One of the things that excites me about the enormous explosion of online magazines is that there are so many points of view being expressed. The editors of these magazines each have their own interests and their own viewpoint and their own personality, which they express through the fiction they buy and publish. So the entire world of short fiction has expanded exponentially, I think, in the last 10 years. And it's very exciting to see because it lets you, you know, see so many new stories and hear so many new voices. Back when there were only 4 magazines, you were really very limited in what you could experience and what stories you could hear.
You know, one of the shiniest markets for me, which not a lot of, I don't know if you guys all listen to it, is the Escape Artists podcasts,
yeah.
Which for years I would listen to podcasts on Escape Pod, which are the science fiction fantasy ones. And for years they were just reprints. They would buy reprints at a flat rate. It's a great place to sell a reprint and hear it podcast. I sent them lots of reprints and they all got rejected. And just recently they started buying originals and they bought one of my reprints. And that to me was almost as good as Tor.com. It was really shiny because podcasts, I really like what Podcastle does. So like Mary said, yeah, there's a shiny factor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So magazines that I find appealing personally, like my current list, when I'm thinking about where am I going to send this? Well, actually, my current list depends on what the story is. But the ones that I look at and go, ooh, when a friend sells there, I'm like, I'm a tiny bit jealous. Tor.com, Uncanny Magazine, yeah. Which I think is doing phenomenal work.
They're really good.
They're really good. Lightspeed, I think, is doing great work. Clark's World, the Escape Pod. And then a small press one, which is very dear to me, is Shimmerzine, which does really nice work, but it's very, it's a boutique press, I think, more than a small press. They take a lot of care with their art direction. So those are the ones that I get personally excited about.
Mm-hmm. One of the shiny markets for me is game fiction.
Mm.
And that's one that has to be shiny for me because I lose money every time I write for it. I could have made more money spending that same amount of time and energy writing something for an IP that I own, basically. But I love games. When I had the chance to write for Privateer Press, I jumped on it because I love their game. And,
yeah,
and that's just
that was
exciting
me.
To me.
That was me too.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That was me too. Let's pause for a book of the week.
Our book of the week is a red piece by, shockingly, Spencer Ellsworth, edited by, shockingly, Beth Meacham. Spencer, tell us about your book.
Yeah. My book is the first one in a trilogy of short novels from Tor.com called the Starfire Trilogy. The first one is called A Red Piece, as in peace in the Middle East, not piece of cake. And it's a space opera. It's set about 10,000 years from now. Lots of empires have risen and fallen, galactic empires. So it's a bit like a very mean version of Star Wars. If Star Wars is more like the Russian Revolution, the rebellion overthrows the empire, the rebellion's worse. Our hero is a smuggler who goes looking for a fresh tomato, hard to find those in the spaceways, and she stumbles on the Romanov children of the Russian Revolution analog.
Yeah.
It's not
literally,
exactly. Yeah, it's not literally. If you're a real history nut, it's just based on that. But it'll be out August 22nd, and if you love a good space opera, if you love some space battles, and you like it to be just bite a little harder than the Star Wars, Star Trek stuff.
It's a lot chewier. It's a lot chewier than Star Wars.
Well, this is what I want. Actually, I'm very excited to have Beth here to. What was it that excited you about his book and made you say, yes, this is what I want to work on now?
Well, I first read part of this book at a writer's workshop where I was running a workshop group that Spencer was in. And he had been showing off answering writing prompts with quick, facile pieces of fiction the way he always does. And he handed me... He's grimacing
you do that,
now.
Spencer.
Spencer is a very skilled and very flashy writer, but not as disciplined, perhaps, as he needs to be and is becoming.
Oh man, this is juicy.
Keep going. Right.
Yeah, yes,
I'm being vicious.
Beth, I finished my draft today.
Yes, you did, and you are a very good boy, and I will give you candy.
I just want to say that.
So it is a red piece of cake.
It is. Anyway, so he hands me. I don't even remember what the prompt was for this piece. But he hands me this, like, 5 pages worth of Jackie, who is the main character, wandering in and looking for a tomato and trying to figure out what's going on because she's been on an alien ship for months and it's really hard to get human food because she's just been eating protein bars for months. And she really, really, really wants some fresh food. And she wanders into the space station, and it's weird. Everything is weird. She can't figure out what's going on because she can't read, and all the information is being flashed on screens in text. So she doesn't know what's going on. And she ends up being shanghaied into a fighting pit for gamblers. And I'm reading this, and I'm going, hello, when did you start channeling Chip Delaney? Because it really, really read to me like an outtake from Empire Star, which is something that I absolutely adore. I love Delaney. I have always loved Delaney. I especially love his early space opera. And here was early Delaney sitting in front of me on a few pieces of paper. And that's when I decided I was going to make him write it all.
You know, there are two important lessons here. One, be friends and close to editors who are ready to buy things. And two, present things to editors that they didn't know they wanted until they read it.
Totally. Totally.
And I don't know how that works, but
I am always looking for the thing. As I said in my speech, I want the thing that hits me like a thunderbolt. That's what I'm looking for. And I can't tell you what that is.
So one of those things that I'm also going to point out about what happened between them is that Spencer was expressing himself. He wasn't trying to impress Beth. He was expressing himself. And one of those expressions of self was the thing that impressed Beth. No one else, I don't know, but other people mm-hmm. may have been trying to impress her. One of the fastest ways to make your fiction flat is to try to write as if you were someone else. Spencer, mm-hmm. I'm sure, did you sit down and say, I'm going to try to write a Samuel Delaney piece?
No, I thought this is way too like the Star Wars book I always wanted to read, but Star Wars would never license. I thought nobody would like it. But I was like, I just want to write a kind of mean, nasty galaxy. To bring it back to short fiction a little bit, short fiction really helped as well in kind of, it teaches you a lot about how to get the important stuff on the page, how to shave out the non-important stuff. If you're working in about 4,000 words, which is the sweet spot for almost all those big 10, reliable 20 that I talked about. If you're thinking about when you put your novel first pages in front of an editor, some of the best training for that can be in short stories. Also, they're fun to write and they're fun to read. I always feel like, do you feel like when you talk to people about short stories, they act like they're homework?
Yeah, I get a lot of that, and I get a lot of... I see this happen to other writers who are short story writers. It's like, well, when are you going to write a novel? As if that's harder. Mm-hmm. It's longer, but it's certainly not harder.
No, it's much harder to write a good short story, I think.
Yeah. I feel the point of difficulty hits at different points for both of them, but as someone who does both, yeah. The mm-hmm. other thing that this is true for short fiction and novels as well, is that Spencer wrote something that he wanted to read that didn't exist.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And with short fiction, that becomes... one of the reasons we are always saying you need to read short fiction if you want to write short fiction is so that you can read the things that already exist and not just rewrite them again. A lot of times when I was slush reading for Shimmer Magazine, which is part of why it was near and dear to my heart, I was their art director. I'm not anymore, but I can say they're... Anyway, tangent. When I was slushing for them, I slushed briefly for Asimov's, and what I would see time and time again is a story that had already been told. The author wasn't bringing anything new to it, and it was pretty clear that they didn't read a lot of short fiction, or they would have known that this story had already been told.
Or they read the magazine for a while and thought, oh, this is the kind of story they want to publish, so I'll write one of those, even though it probably wasn't the thing that was in their heart to write.
Yeah, if you ever find yourself thinking, this is a lock for Charlie at FNSF, this is a lock, this is exactly the kind of story he wants, you slap your muse. You slap them and you say, no, because that means Charlie's going to reject it.
That's...
I might be speaking from experience.
That is a fine note for us to be running out of time on. Slap right. your muse.
Slap your muse around.
Who's got our writing
Spencer
prompt?
Spencer does.
Okay, so... since I assume a lot of you came here because you're Brandon Sanderson fans anyway and you like long stories, I want you all to think about a long story, the type of long story you really enjoy, the type of storytelling you like to see in a big book, an epic of Gilgamesh type thing, and then I want you to sit down and write it in under 4,000 words and see if you can communicate the kind of thing that you think needs 500 pages in 4,000 words. And...
Outstanding. This has been Writing Excuses. You're out of excuses. Now go write short.
Writing Excuses is a Dragonsteel production, jointly hosted by Brandon Sanderson, Dan Wells, Mary Robinette Kowal, and Howard Taylor. This episode was mastered by Alex Jackson. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.